5 days to go before the election, voters across the country are anxious. There are new voting machines unfamiliar. There are lawsuits. There's nearly 60,000 missing absentee ballots in Broward County in Florida. The Associated Press finds that 6 out of 10 Americans do not believe there will be a clear winner on November 3rd. Day to Day's Eric Weiner went in search of the anxious voter.
Anxious voters didn't get that way on their own. They've had plenty of help. Journalists are primed to jump on the slightest discrepancy at a polling station. So are the thousands of lawyers deployed by both parties to battleground states. Then there are the dozens of international observers who will be monitoring our elections in greater numbers than ever before. Lida Rodriguez-Tassif, head of the Miami-Dade Election Reform Coalition, says it's enough to make anyone nervous.
There is a lack of trust from everyday Americans all over Florida and all over the United States. One of the symptoms is that these people want international observers. But the problem is that distrust, and we have to figure out a way of addressing that distrust fairly and intelligently.
One way that many states have tried to address this lack of trust is by holding early voting. In Florida, early voting has proved so popular that some polling stations report waits of up to 3 hours. Here in Coral Gables, Florida, the wait is only 45 minutes. Many people pass the time by chatting on their cell phones or sending email on their BlackBerries. Everyone here says they'd rather wait online today than on November 2nd.
I've been circling around like a shark to see if there, how many cars there are every time I pass this area. And well, today I just thought, well, today I'm going to stop.
That's Eileen Hoffman, an early voter, but not an especially anxious one.
Well, I'm confident this time it's going to go real well.
Is that based on faith or what?
Mostly faith in the fact that it seems like there are a lot of watchdogs out to try to make it seem or to make it go a little more smoothly than it did the last time.
Others here are anxious, especially about the relatively new touchscreen machines used in this part of Florida and by about 30% of all voters nationwide. Here's Sherry Kagan and Emil C. Algaresta.
We do need a paper trail. We need receipts to at least prove what we did, and there still isn't any. Even though they've taken it to court, it was a little too late to start. It's a shame.
Yeah, because you're sort of depending on, you know, on hoping that it gets registered correctly, but you have no way of really confirming whether that is the case.
Kelly and Rachel Canfield, both college students, are concerned about the presence of all those lawyers and a possible repeat of the infamous Florida recount.
I'm really hoping that on November 2nd we find out, but it wouldn't surprise me if somewhere in the country there's a problem. It happens.
Definitely not Florida.
So, yeah. We don't want to look stupid again.
Already, problems have cropped up in Florida. Officials from Broward County, just north of Miami, are trying to figure out why 58,000 absentee ballots never reached voters who requested them 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of frustrated voters tried to call their county election office, but the phone system was overwhelmed and they couldn't get through. Officials now say they will mail replacement ballots. That's not to say, of course, that nothing has gone right. Take the story of John Egan. He's from Tallahassee, Florida, and he's blind. For the past 30 years, he's voted with the assistance of someone else, and that has always made him uncomfortable.
I've always had this, you know, kind of feeling in my pit of my stomach that I really don't know who, if the vote that I'm casting is the vote that I'm casting.
But this year, election officials had time to produce a Braille ballot, and 1 week ago, John Egan voted by himself for the first time.
Nobody had to go to court about it, you know, which to get a voting thing accomplished in Florida without going to court is an amazing thing.
Egan says he hopes the rest of the election goes just as smoothly and just as lawyer-free. For Day to Day, I'm Eric Weiner in Miami.